You're listening to SBS News.
It's clear law enforcement should have gone in and stopped the shooter much, much earlier. And to watch that extended standoff go for 77 minutes, including some 45 minutes after they had ballistic shields, it's indefensible. And it's frankly infuriating. The community is understandably deeply frustrated.
That's Texas Senator Ted Cruz speaking last week, highly critical of the Uvalde police response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, in which 19 children and two teachers were killed. Senator Cruz was responding to surveillance footage of police officers in body armor milling in the hallway of the school. Now the mayor of Uvalde, Don McLaughlin, has announced an investigation will be launched to determine which law enforcement agency should have taken command at the scene.
The city of Uvalde will be conducting an internal investigation regarding our police department's actions and our policies and procedures. I have told you this would happen since day one. We are currently waiting on DPS to release the Uvalde Police Department officers' official statements taken immediately after the incident. These are critical to our own internal investigation.
During the mayor's news conference, this protester summed up the opinions of many people in the town who feel they were let down catastrophically by the police.
Hell, they were. They were cowards, not chickens. Cowards.
Okay.
Or jackrabbits, because they were running the other way. We're running away from the buildings.
And we're going to be taking steps to look at that now.
Mayor McLaughlin said they are releasing the body camera videos from police officers that were recorded during the incident, which he says will help provide necessary context as they investigate what happened. His comments follow the release of a damning investigative report which found nearly 400 law enforcement officials rushed to the shooting, but poor decision-making resulted in more than an hour of chaos before the gunman was finally confronted and killed. Texas State Representative Dustin Burrow said some officers should have done more in their response. He says they were let down by a lack of leadership.
Everyone who came on the scene talked about this being chaotic. The training suggests that that chaos should not happen. Inside the school, there should be a tactical commander, someone who's taking lead on dealing with the actual in the hallway. But there should also be an overall commander. Somebody who's in overall command, flowing the information, making sure everybody knows what is going on. The fact that there was no overall commander outside the building, where there should have been one, should have been known by many. At a minimum, there was multiple opportunities, depending on the relative training and experience of law enforcement officers, to at least ask more questions or offer their guidance to try to remedy the chaotic situation and make sure there was effective overall command. There was a lack of effective overall command that day.
Mayor McLaughlin agreed with the report's conclusion that there was a failure of command all round. He says they are yet to discover who was responsible for taking command, as each agency had senior level commanders on site.
So we want to know which agency took what specific actions to take command and where did the critical breakdown occur.
Representative Burrows, however, says the blame does not entirely lie with the police. He says the school had ignored basic safety protocols, and Robb Elementary is not the only one.
With hindsight, we can say the Robb Elementary was not adequately prepared for the risk of a school shooter. The school's 5-foot fence was inadequate. Despite a policy of locked doors, there was a regrettable culture of noncompliance. In fact, all 3 exterior doors to the building were unlocked that day, and multiple interior doors were not secured the day of the shooting. When I talked about the false sense of security, I do not believe that Uvalde Consolidated or Robb Elementary is the only school with these issues in it. I've talked to enough other educators around the state to believe this is a wider problem that we need to continue to look at.
Meanwhile, in an unconnected incident, there's been another mass shooting, this time in Indiana. Police say 3 people were fatally shot and 2 were injured at a mall in the town of Greenwood after a man with a rifle opened fire in a food court and an armed civilian shot and killed him. Alan Lee, SBS News.